In today's Mishnah, we learn the fourth and fifth Mishnah from the third Perek Masechta Makot. And in yesterday's Mishnah, the last thing we learned together was that there is a situation where one has violated a negative prohibition but will not receive Makot, or will not receive lashes. And that is when they violate a prohibition that is then followed with a positive mitzvah, a mitzvah aseh, to repair the situation. And that was what's called the lav shenitik la'aseh. And that particular case was if someone left over meat from a korban beyond the allotted time. And we said, despite the fact that it's a prohibition to lot to terminate ad boker, there's also a positive mitzvah to repair that situation, and that is taking that meat and burning it. So therefore they should do that, and they wouldn't receive malkut. So Mishnah discusses the case of shiluach haken, and that is one is not allowed to take the mother bird from on its eggs. One's meant to shoo away the mother bird and then take the eggs and all the chicks instead. There is a Mishnah Yod article we wrote from a number of years ago, whether someone's meant to do the shoo away the mother bird and take the eggs even if they don't want the eggs, but I'll leave that matter for your own further study. So Mishnah says as follows, Hantel em al banim. If someone takes the mother bird, so he has it in his hands, Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda says, too late, loka. He receives malkut, he receives lashes, ve'enu mashalech. It would not help him to shoo the mother bird away from that point. The Chachamim, however, disagree. Chachamim say, mashalech, he should send the mother bird away from that point in time, and then he won't receive lashavina loka. Why is that? That's because the Torah says, lo tikach ha'em al banim, you're not allowed to take the mother. And then it also says, shaleach teshalech et ha'em. So Chachamim understand this is a classic case of lav shenitik la'aseh, which is that if you've taken the mother bird, then shaleach teshalech, you should send away the mother bird. And that would parallel the case we mentioned in the introduction to the Mishnah. And since it's a lav shenitik la'aseh, you wouldn't receive malkot. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, shalech teshalech et ha'em is a mitzvah from the very outset, meaning from the very outset you're meant to send the mother bird away. And therefore, if you understand that once you haven't done it and you've taken the mother bird, that mitzvah aseh has been violated along with the mitzvah lo taseh, and it's too late to fulfill the mitzvah of sending the mother bird away. In other words, he doesn't perceive the shalech teshalech et ha'em as being a nitzvah aseh, as being that positive mitzvah that follows the violation of the prohibition in order to repair it. The Mishnah then ends, Zeh klal, this is the general rule of which I discussed when we introduced this Mishnah, mitzvah lo taseh shpokum aseh, any mitzvah lo taseh is followed with a positive mitzvah in order to repair it, we say, einu chayev aleya, one would not receive malkut. I should state a very, very important point, is that that is only if one has opportunity to fulfill that mitzvah aseh to repair it. For example, if someone took the mother bird and then shechted it and then slaughtered it, even the chachamim would agree that in that situation there's no opportunity now to use that mitzvah aseh, the positive mitzvah of sending the mother bird away to repair the prohibition that's been violated, and therefore one could receive lashes in that case. Let's now learn Mishnah Hay. It says, HaKoreach Korcha Barosho. This refers to someone who tears his hair out as a sign of grief or a sign of mourning. It says, V'lo tasimu korcha b'nechem lamet. Now, the Torah refers to hair between one's eyes, but through various derivations, we understand it's actually not restricted to that. It's actually if someone tears any hair from their head. And that could, even if they do it multiple times, they would be violating the prohibition multiple times as well. Next, v'hamakif pe'at rosho. If someone shaves their pe'ot, he is referring to the side locks or sideburns. Someone cuts it off, so they have a haircut such that they're mashve, they make straight from the, I guess, the top from the ear is all the way to the forehead. That would be violate the prohibition. V'hamashrit pe'at zkano. Similarly, if someone shaves, we'll learn in a minute, with a blade and cuts off all the hair of his beard, v'hasoret srita alamet, or if he cuts himself, as again a sign of mourning, these are other prohibitions that will be violated. What the Mishnah is adding now is an important point. It says, Sarat Srita Chad al Chamesh Meitim. If he's grieving the loss of five individuals and he does one Srita, one cut for all five, or Chamesh Sritot al Metechad, or he's upset and distressed about a particular individual and slices himself five times, we say, Chayev al Kol Echad Vechad. He could receive five sets of Malkut of lashes. It's considered as if five independent violations of prohibition. Now, this is despite the fact one might think that, for example, there might be a prohibition to eat something prohibited. And if someone in one sitting, who was warned once, may have eaten multiple times the minimum quantity in order to violate a prohibition, it is only be chayev once at a malkut. The novelty in this case is that we don't view that as, if you like, is satisfying the minimum requirement multiple times. We treat this as five independent violations of the prohibitions, because it says v'seret lenefesh lotin dubiv sarachem. So understand that firstly, there is chayv on the seret, there's cutting for each and every nefesh, and similarly for every srita or srita, he's doing for that single nefesh. So it's a novelty in this pasuk that every single one is considered as an independent violation. says al harosh, if someone, say, shaves his head and removes the peyot, we say that's two separate prohibitions, shtaim, because he's chay for each peyah, one on each side. In other words, the prohibition isn't if you cut them both off together, each one alone is a violation of the prohibition. Because the Mishnah says, achat mikan v'achat mikan, one on the right side, one on the left side. Valazakan, if someone shaves his beard off, then as well, he can violate the prohibition five different times. It says, valazakan shtaim mikan, two on each side, there are 2 points on either side, v'shtaim mikan v'achat milamata, and one down below. Now, exactly where these points are is actually debated, but again, when it comes to halachic matters, I suggest you speak to Rav regarding the prohibitions of peyot and zakan, which is the sides of the one's head and the beard. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, im natalo kula kachat, enu chayv ela achat. But Rabbi Eliezer says, if one shaves his head in one go, or his beard in one go, he would only get one set of malkut. And this, again, the novelty of this mission is, once again, is one might think that these are just different shiurim, different minimum quantities, if you like, that if one shaves, then he'd violate the prohibition. So, according to Rabbi Eliezer, says, that's indeed the case. Therefore, if you do one simple act, it's like someone getting a big piece of non-kosher meat and consuming it, despite the fact he has had many different kezaitim and volume, he would only get one set of lashes. However, Chachamim disagree. They say, no, each of the points is defined as an independent prohibition, much like I tried to explain previously when it came to lacerating one's skin for a nefesh. The Mishnah then continues, Ve'enu chayev, if someone's shaving their face, it says, Enu chayev ad shi yitlenu bata'ar. The prohibition is violating according to Chachamim only if one uses a blade. That is because we have two psukim. One refers to yigaleichu, meaning like almost shaving, say with scissors or a knife. However, it also says lo tashchit, and hashchat has a connotation of something destructive. So therefore, we're referring to something that's a type of cutting with a blade that has a more destructive nature, and therefore, the Chachamim say that refers to shaving with a blade. However, Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with the Chachamim's understanding, and this says, afil likto bemalket, or hitni, even if he starts plucking his hair out with tweezers, then he would be chayev. He would have violated the prohibition. The point that the Rebbe Eliezer disagrees with the Chachamim here is Rebbe Eliezer says that this plucking with tweezers is also a derech, a way that people might remove hair from their face. And therefore, that would qualify as, by the Torah's definition of yigaleichu. So that's giluach that also has hashchata. It's also because it's plucking hair, and it's also a method of which someone would shave. And therefore, that's why Chachamim that would even include, say, plucking as well. Those are the Mishnah today.